Nashville's 94 FM The Fish, Doug, catching up with our special guest, Dr. Alex McFarland, religion and cultural expert. He's the creator of the Truth for a New Generation conference at truthforanewgeneration.com. We're going to talk about that. He's also the director of Christian Worldview and Apologetics at the Christian Worldview Center of North Greenville University and the author of 19 books, including his newly released book, Stand Strong in Your Faith, Live What You Believe with Confidence and Passion, co-authored by fellow Christian apologist Jason Jimenez. And somewhere in there, he has time to sleep. Dr. McFarland, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you, Doug.
Well, we're excited about this, the upcoming Truth for a New Generation conference, September 14th through the 16th. What are we in for with this event?
Oh, well, thanks for letting me be on to talk about that. You know, I've got kind of one button on my keyboard, and that is the gospel for the United States of America. The conference that we're bringing to Murfreesboro, Middle Tennessee, the greater Nashville area, we're bringing in some great speakers like Josh McDowell, you know, one of the greatest living Christian speakers, Josh McDowell, J. Warner Wallace, Dr. Michael Brown, Nikki Addison, the Christian hip-hop artist Tadashi, the counterculture mom Tina Marie Griffin, and about 10 or 11 speakers. There's not only apologetics and how to defend the faith and why we believe what we believe. What is the evidence for the Christian faith? Is God real? You know, how do we really know Christianity is true? But we've got within the event a leadership seminar, a great thinker and leadership guru, Dr. Mark Cowart, who's a pastor. He's a leader in terms of team building strategy. Basically, Doug, what we're after is passing the faith on to the next generation and helping people stand strong for Jesus Christ in a time when our nation, I believe, more urgently than ever needs Christianity.
Well, you know, we talk a lot about trying to break through the noise and the clutter and even trying to get the attention of that next generation. I'm fascinated, though, about a former jihadist that you've got coming to the conference that really paints a picture of what other cultures are doing with their kids.
Oh, exactly. Kamal Saleem. Kamal and I have been very close friends for 14 years. This guy is for real. This guy is legit. I knew him before he was a Christian speaker. I knew him when he was in computers and IT. And Kamal is going to tell the story of how miraculously Jesus Christ found him. And Christ brought him out of Islam, militant Islam. He had come to America to help convert the infidel. And Kamal's story alone is why people ought to come to TNG, Truth for a New Generation. September 14, we began at New Vision Baptist there. We're not, I don't know, 30 minutes from the Nashville airport. It's easy access, great music, great speakers, and just the reality of the gospel for our nation. And, Doug, let me say this to moms and dads out there, especially. If you've got kids and you raised them to know the Lord and you brought up your children in church or youth group, that's great. But I've spoken or debated or done Q&A at more than 200 American universities, and I believe in academics, obviously. But here's the deal. Unless your kids go to a solidly Christian university like Liberty University, or there are many others, but unless your kids go to a solidly Christian school, I can promise, college is going to be a four-year attack on America and God. And mom and dad, we want you to bring your entire family to TNG because we're going to help you in a very exciting way get strong in the faith. And look, we don't want 4 years of college to dismantle what you've worked 18 years to instill. So TNG is for all ages. And it's for churches, individuals, leaders, people of all ages, but especially, Doug, it's for the young generation to really fall in love with God and country and just to know why these things matter so much.
Mm. And Dr. McFarland, could we highlight another little nugget, another speaker from the conference?
You know, one of the speakers that is going to be the most talked about is somebody who's not all that famous. maybe yet, although I think God is going to raise him up to be somebody pretty notable. But we've got a speaker we've worked with for a number of years named Daniel Ritchie. And Daniel is going to talk about one of those timeless questions. Why is there pain and suffering in the world? If God is love, if God is wise and powerful, why is there evil and suffering and injustice? And I'm not going to tell you why Daniel's presentation is so powerful. But folks, guarantee, Daniel Ritchie at Truth for a New Generation is going to be a speaker that you will remember for the rest of your life. You will never forget. You will never forget the presentation Daniel Ritchie makes when he addresses the problem of why is there suffering and how do I live a victorious life against insurmountable odds. And Doug, you know, it's been our joy over the last 20 years to do this event in about 40 cities. And, I mean, we've been to Yale and New Haven, Connecticut. We've been to Texas. We've been out to the West Coast, all over. You know, the funny thing about Truth for a New Generation, you know, to get a dozen or so speakers and work about a year to rally churches together, sometimes I think, you know, we'll do one more and that's it. But I'm more committed, and our board and our staff has just kind of re-upped everything, that this country needs the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're committed, and this is an event, I guarantee. Tennessee, if you'll come, pray, promote, plan to attend, go to truthforanewgeneration.com. I want to challenge everybody to invest a weekend that will count for eternity. All anybody is asking at the end of one of these is, oh my goodness, when is next year? So we appreciate the fish so much. You, Doug, and the fish are doing a vital work for God and country, and we're so honored to be talking about it with you, and we appreciate your helping us raise awareness so much.
Well, yeah, definitely. Very much looking forward to this. Truthforanewgeneration.com. And again, trying to break through the clutter for the kiddos. You've got a main man that I've seen perform, incredible artist, Tadashi, and some special pricing for the youth, I believe, right?
Oh, exactly. You know, what we do on the first day, Friday, September 14, after the sessions, we will be sharing the gospel. And Truth for a New Generation is a great event to bring skeptics to. I mean, because of apologetics, the nature of, you know, here's the evidence. Here's why we believe what we believe. Now, here are the compelling facts about Scripture. A lot of people, they are very much persuaded. They're like, okay, I want to know Christ. At the end of the day, on Friday, we share the gospel. What does it mean to have a personal relationship with the Lord? And we've had surgeons accept Christ. We've had atheists accept Christ. We've had church members who thought they were saved and they needed to make solid their commitment to Christ. And so after the prayer time and the altar call Friday, at the end of it, we've got a very special concert with Tadashi. He's amazing, an unbelievably gifted artist. And listen, Mom and Dad, if you think, hey, I'm not sure my kids would enjoy Truth for a New Generation, not sure that my youth group would really be into this, believe me, I was a youth pastor for 8 years. I've spent the last 20 years still involved with young people, middle school, high school, college kids. They need this. They need to know how to defend their faith. They will love it. Middle schoolers that you think care only about social media and video games or something, no, they want to know truth. They will be all over themselves in excitement about how this empowers them in their walk and their witness. And, you know, the great music from Tadashi. And we've also got another praise band, the Cindy Johnson Band, is going to be there. And they're amazing. They tour with us. It's going to be great. And, again, the website is truthforanewgeneration.com, the Save a Nation Tour for God and Country. And Doug, again, we're just so thrilled to be partnering with the Fish to talk about this and to hopefully put a fire in the heart of Middle Tennessee for God and country.
Beautiful. Looking forward to it. Again, the website, truthforanewgeneration.com.